is a consuming fire.
Consuming fire.
And Jesus in him.
And Jesus in him.
Is a consuming fire.
Consuming fire.
Fire of love.
Fire of love.
To those who are me. Fire of judgment.
Fire of judgment.
For the stiff neck.
For the stiff neck.
Ooh.
As gold and silver,
he is light,
a refiner's fire.
Righteousness, their works they abhor. His fire is a grace fire. In love it burns and changes orphans into sons.
Baptized with
Holy Ghost and fire, burning out my life.
You've been delivered up to the Father. You've been delivered into the Father.
Leaving his life.
You've been strapped on my back.
With the spirit of burning, he consumes me whole.
Christ for me
has left him just a form for a body.
You've been delivered in the strap on my back.
And the Father absorbed him. And they became one. The everlasting Father.
Now one with the Son.
Tonight we're going to weld together a group, a church from Greenville, Texas, with fire. Very simple relationship between the Father, our Father, and Jesus. Every time Jesus does something, the Father puts his approval on it by doing it at least twice as great. You remember that, don't you? When we started out the clothing on, right? Doesn't he? So when Jesus purifies with fire, they're delivered up to the Father, delivered into the Father. He purifies with fire. Now I'm going to purify each one of them individually, and me and Cheryl are going to purify the ladies. We're going to have to start calling them ladies, I reckon, or sisters or something. That's what the scriptures call them. But I want you to watch this. I want everyone to watch that front man there. You can watch them all if you want to. Watch the front. Whoa! Whoa! You've been strapped on my back, ain't you? You haven't went in strapped on? None of the rest of you? All right. We're going, first of all, just hold him here, Dolores. Oh, first of all, we're going to gather him around Jesse. That's who the Lord said to put him around. Oh. Oh. Get him melted up real good so when we strap him in, strap them all in there, he's going to weld them together and fire. Deliver a church of sons. Oh, church of God. Oh, led by Jesus Christ. Oh, 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 oh. Let's stand there. Just get them, put them on him. Oh, just purify them real good. Put them on him. Purify them. Oh, oh, oh. You know what I'm doing? Jesus Christ and the Father is clothed upon this brother in the fullness, isn't he? With fire. Is this right? Is this what he said? Isn't he? Now, no matter what stage of maturity Christ is in him, that doesn't matter. The scripture says, according to his divine nature, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto godliness. As we possess what he has clothed upon us and get it moving inside, then we went into the fullness. It's that simple. But the fullness is already given. Clothed upon, isn't it? Or did he lie? Around my hand, no matter what's inside of my hand, if I have the faith of a grain of mustard seed inside of my hand, that means just a little working of faith of Christ. He's clothed upon in his fullness on my hand, he and the Father, in fire, isn't he? So what do? I just slap him on the inside. Ooh. How do you do that? Hand filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost moves the life of the Father and the Son. Did you know that? Sure. So the wind of the Holy Ghost in that hand just moves the life right through him. Goes all the way through. Stick your hand. Somebody stick your hand way out there and watch me when I slap him. Turn him right there. Come here and stick your hand way out in front of him. Way on out there. Where everybody can see him. Go all the way through him. Put him right there on his wife. Where's Teresa? Hip. Come on here, Teresa. You been up on my back, Joe? You been up on my back? Okay, did Teresa go up? Okay. That body just alive with the fire and the life of God. Put him around there. Come right here. We're going to make a door. Just go right there and just leave a door open. Put her around here. Sure, when you get through around by Ron Davis, we're going to leave a door open there. There where you slap some of them hard and some of them gentle. Well, you know. Don't you know? To the weak I become as weak. Strong I become as strong. You feel a resistance there. Strong resistance, you hit them hard. Don't have Danny Shattucks. Leave a door open there now. Cheryl, you and Lee, and come on around. We're going to put them in. Close. We're going to put the new ones in. Right in the door. Close them. Wrap them. We're going to go from there. Come on, Sister Kate. Come on, Skip. Strap him on my right. No, we're going to put him through the door. Strap him on my right. You got that other end, sure. Give her the other end of the thing now. Father, in the person of Jesus, we deliver this, your son, up to you.
No.
Half band on. Just catch him and put him right in. Put him right in the door. Stick him right on to Jesse there. Come on, Wayne. You're in Warner. Come on. Put him around on bleed. Now put him around on my back. Don't put him in front of me. Get him on my back there where I can get a good hold on him. Put him on my back. That's the way. Scripture said the back. They didn't say the front. They have been done perfect. Got hold. Father, in the person of your son, Jesus, obedience to you, we deliver this son into you for your acceptance. Demolition. Half bend. Let's take him down. Stick him right in that door there.
Oh. Oh, hold her up now. Don't let her leave on me. Oh.
Your daughter up to you for your acceptance.
Put her right in the door. Now I want to explain something to you. Cut the music sort of down a little there, if you will. I want to explain something to you. You're sealed in the body of Christ. You're sealed in there in love. All right? The principle is, whatsoever you bind on earth, two of you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Two of you. Then whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Two of you. But faith does not overcome love. So there's no way to break them out of the body of Christ. Because they were put in there in love. So they must be broken out of that. They must have a stronger love to break them out of the body of Christ and present them into the Father. So I can't do it operating in my ministry. Neither can Cheryl do it operating in her ministry. So how do we do it? How great a love can you have than the love of Jesus? Operating in the name of the Father, one standing in the stead of the Father, one standing in the stead of the Holy Ghost. Oh, bound together. Then they are delivered into the Father, led by Jesus Christ. All right? I know you didn't understand it, but it's time for you to get an understanding. You're not chilling anymore. Oh, strap a who? Which one goes now? Come on, Bill. Strap him on my back. Oh. Oh. You can't break them out of there and operating in your own ministry. It's inside. You must operate. It takes a father and a mother type minister to break them out. Because the love has to be greater than what put them in there. Ooh. Now, how do you know the Father's love is greater than Jesus? He said so himself. He said the Father greater than I. Didn't he say it? Ooh. Father, in the person of your Jesus, in the person of Jesus, your Son, we deliver. Oh, this your Son. Right out of Christ and right into you to be led by the Lamb. Just take him, put him right in that door. Well, how can you tell that you're operating in the person of the Son? Y'all take my scarf off of him, Paula. How can you tell you're operating in the person of the Father and the person of the Holy Ghost? The Spirit does the work. We stand as vessels. And the Spirit moving through her, moving through me. There it goes. That's how simple it is. But it must be done in the order of God. And the order of God is to use male and female. The female, the type of the Holy Ghost, the mother of us all. The female, the male, the type of the Father. And he will not. You two men can't do it because that's perversion. Oh, I mean that. Working through the mother, Holy Ghost, through a woman, comes the spirit of life, the waters of grace, and the spirit of love. Working through in the place of the Father comes the spirit of judgment, which burns all things out. That's the reason you see them go out in the spirit. It burned them and cleaned. The spirit of judgment, the spirit of dominion, and the spirit of power that spoke the world into place. And when you hit all six of these together, and the heavenly Holy Ghost comes down upon them, which makes the seventh work of the Holy Spirit, wow, here they go. And Brother Pruitt, I didn't know all that. I know you didn't, but maybe you will next time. Oh, come on. Maybe we'll get it on tape and you'll learn it. Oh, on the right side. My exact order. I can't break them out myself. I couldn't.
Father, in the person of Jesus, we present this, your son, into you for your acceptance. Just put him right through that door.
How can you tell when the work's complete? The spirit rises and then it just dies down. Finished. The witness, the unction of the spirit. Come here, brother. Close your eyes. Half bend. Strap him right on my right side there. Keep his eyes there where we won't have a problem with him. Now I want every one of you to open your eyes and watch here. When they make this deliverance, watch the glory of God, and it just turned to snow and fire. You'll see it move on all of us. Not only us that are strapped together here, but all the temples. Father, in the person of Jesus, we deliver this, your son, into you for your acceptance. Catch him and put him in there. Look at him. See him turn to snow? Strength hath come. Strength hath come. Come on, Danny. You're lasting better than you've been doing, aren't you? That's right. Turn the blood towards him. Got it. Father, in the person of Jesus, we deliver this son to you by the power of love and purified by your fire and judgment for your acceptance. Put him in. Stick him right in there. Now. It's you. Get your scarf. Let's put them together right. Now, y'all get on the other side. We're going to close the door. We're going to close the door. Then we we're going to weld them together. Yeah, just throw it right on top of this. Oh. You hold this end of it, will you? Oh, can you hold it real tight? Come on, Shirley, let you and I pull it together. Everybody got it ready? Father, in the person of Jesus, we present this body of your sons for you to clothe upon them in fire. Oh, and to dwell in them and walk in them and live in them, that they may be your sons and daughters. Oh, watch your fire come down. Oh, 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 oh. Say, well, what good is that? I don't know. That's just the way the Lord does it. You know what happened to that group of people? That fire went through every one of them. Tied them together, one blood, and the spirit of life went through them. Ooh. Ooh. Now they're one body, just many members. They're not just a collection of people that join the church. They're welded together with the blood and the fire and the flesh of Jesus Christ, life of God. Oh. 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 I guess we can sing, Brother Ron, while they come in too, and everybody get a rest, all right? Ooh. Ah. Ah.
Is a consuming fire.
Whoa.
And Jesus in him, consuming fire, fire of love to those who are meek, fire of judgment for the stiff neck.
And
he
set him back over there. Put him back over yonder.
Now purifies his chosen ones, sons of Levi, and purges them as gold and silver. He is light. Refiner's fire. Ooh. Ah. Ah. Ooh.
Oh, he's all right. Just sort of slide him back a little bit out of there. Why do they go out like that? Because the way the Lord leaves his life in you is he leaves a witness, a living witness of a time that you were joined together, and it lives in you. Everything that he does, it leaves a witness or a testimony in you. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. All they have to do is confess or think about being added to the church, and that they relive that same thing again. They feel it. Don't they? So they don't have to guess whether they're a member bound together in the fire of God as a member of the church of God, the son of God, welded together in fire, do they? They don't have to make themselves try to believe it, do they? When they say it, what happens? The testimony brings it alive. Oh, Brother Jerry, now I'm going to do something here. I'm going to do something here, not going to tell you what it is. We're forming groups to get to work. All y'all, come on. Geneva, all of you. Ron, you and Craig, come on, let your brother play. Ooh. Y'all line up here. Get to work on it. Cheryl, I'm going to put them right in here. Oh, y'all line up on that side. Y'all line up on that side. Let Cheryl purify you with fire. Let's go put them in there. Joe, come on, brother. Ooh. You're not a lady. Get on this side, brother. You're not a lady yet. Oh. Ooh. 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 Oh, oh, Dolores, oh, 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 Teresa Brewer, get up. Oh, 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 you through? Come on here. Go right in there. Put him right on there. Oh. Oh. Mm. Put her on her husband's back around between her and Ron there when Cheryl gets through with her. Sister Gage, where are you? Oh, put her right down there. Oh, on her husband's back between her and Ron. Oh. 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 Get it closer, brother. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh. Mmm, that's right. Ooh. You get on that side, Craig. We'll have some doors. Whoa, whoa. Put her around there when you get through, Leon. Joe's back, right on Joe's back. He got the care of the rest of her life. Yeah, we're going to put her right in here. Pull all the single ones right in the door of us. Oh! Jesse, help me purify him. Oh. Oh. Oh, just put her in the center of that room. You get right in there. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Sister Gates. Oh. Oh. Where's Shirley? Come here, girl. You about to miss out sitting over. Oh. Hiding over there. Lock real good. Lock real good. All you on the outside, lock real good there. Well, wait a minute now. Don't lock together. Just lock and hold on. Oh. 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 That's it. Put her in there. Here's your one here.
Operating a mother church. You know what that is? You have a center church that puts the finishing works. Oh, you have many other groups out around that bring them through the three gates. Joel's army, other working of the Spirit, the regeneration, delivers them into Christ, does the work on them, then bring them to the mother church, and they deliver them out of Christ and the sons and form them in to Son Church. Yes, Lord. The plan is in the stars. You have one center, one church, maybe four or five different, what a lot of folks call mission, but other working churches out from it. And they bring them right into that center, and then they just go on out and out and out and out. You've seen it in the restoration. How many of you have seen me explain that thing? Real simple. God's even made it in the stars. Of course, we don't operate by the stars anymore. We operate by the apostles and prophets. Oh, the apostles and prophets' doctrines of through Jesus Christ. Oh, now just bind them right together there. You just lay your hand right on. You get a hold of the women right there. I'm going to take the men's. Oh, now give me your arm there, Brother Chong. Oh, 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 let me have it. Everybody tighten up. Oh. Mm. Father, in the person of Jesus, oh, oh, as your representative, I deliver this mother church group up into the fire of your body. to be consumed, absorbed and consumed into the fire of your body. I say it hath been done. Oh, let it go, Cheryl. Ooh. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, get Cheryl. Oh, oh, get her out. Oh, oh, oh.
Now you think you had an experience. You wait till you get consumed, solved into the fire of the body.
Oh.
You go back to the beginning. In the beginning, Jesus was the Word, and he was in the Father. The Word was God, and the Word was with God. And without him, not anything was made. So through Jesus Christ, we go into the Father, absorbed into the fire of his body, in order to become a representative mother church to finish up son and daughter. He takes them, absorbs them into the fire of his body, and then, I'll show you later how to do it, then he takes them out, moves them out into his ministry, in the fullness of their ministry. Oh. His plan is perfect. John brought the perfection of the plan. He said, through Jesus Christ, we go back. Said, I deliver you back. Said, I deliver you back through Jesus Christ into the Father. I deliver you into the fire of the Father. Right where I was. And he absorbs you in. Said, there he formed you and works on you by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And when he gets through with you, he said, he turns you back over to me and said, I'll lead you out with you always, even to the end of the world, into the fullness of your ministry. Since the plan has been revealed, quickly, I believe it has been brought to pass. Quickly. This group now sealed into the body of the Father. Wonder how in the world we're going to get them out of there. Oh. Jim, look out when that first group starts coming out of the Father. Oh. Mystery. Paul said, great is the mystery of godliness. Jesus was in the beginning with the Father, the Word, the same Word that created the world. Even though he wasn't manifest till 2,000 years ago in the flesh, the same Word that was in the Father worked in Jesus in the flesh and created the life of the Father incarnated in the flesh of Jesus. So he goes, delivers sons to the same perfection, back into the Father to be created and sent out to make up the new creation. You can't have a new creation out of the old creation. You just can't put a bunch of new wine in old bottles, can you? What will it do? It'll burst the bottle. You got to change the bottle and all. Have new bottles and new wine. You didn't know that what that meant, but that's what it means. How do you get a new bottle of new wine out of an old bottle? You have to take it and burn it completely up. Then bring forth a new bottle and new wine. God is a consuming fire. He consumed his enemies in judgment fire, but he consumed his people in the fire of his love and grace. And formed them into what he wants them, and then I'm not going to tell you how he does it, but he releases them. Or somebody does. Is this what it meant? Is this what John was talking about in the beginning? Is this what he was writing over those epistles and carrying them back in the beginning? How many of you believe that's what it means? Raise your hand. You don't believe it, Cheryl, or you out? Whoa. No. John writing, the first John there, writing, he brings out of the Father. Elders or fathers. John called them father ministers. Well, they started out apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. I know. That was on the covenant of grace through Paul. Through John, he said, I give you a new name. You don't just build churches anymore. But you bring forth new creation members. And behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And that new earth has to be populated. That new earth has to be populated with new people. So I can't have a bunch of old people wandering around in that new earth. They won't even know where they are. John said, I looked and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Said, I saw a new earth. And said, there was no more dividing sea. Said, the heavens ruled over the earth. Great mysteries? Sure, they're great mysteries. Got a great God. But he speaks in simplicity. Those that believe him. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Brother Ron, you able to sing that song, get it on tape? Somebody hip him there. He's sort of white. Ooh, ooh. Shirley, are you able to go up there and sing it with him? Come on, go there and sing it. Ooh, get right there in that same microphone with him. Return that spirit of life on it. Get that old droll voice to run in there and get it mellowed down with the spirit of life. Ooh. You ain't never felt nothing like that, have you, Doc? Ooh, just went all over.
Oh. Ooh.
He really breaks you out of there. You'll know what it meant for the stars and the moon to be spoke into space then by the word. When he spits you out of his mouth in fire. Ooh.
Fire of love.
Fire of love.
To those who are me. Fire of judgment.
Fire of judgment.
For the stiff neck.
For the stiff neck.
Ooh.
Listen to that song.
A refiner's fire.
Ooh. That they may offer. Unto the Lord, An offering in righteousness.
An offering in righteousness.
Their works they abhor.
Their works they abhor.
His fire is a grace fire.
His fire is a grace fire.
In love it burns.
Work in you.
In love it burns.
It changes orphans.
It changes orphans.
Into sons.
Into sons.
Baptized with Holy Ghost and fire.
Holy Ghost and fire.
Burning out my life.
Burning out my life.
Leaving his life.
Leaving his life.
With the spirit of burning.
With the spirit of burning.
He consumes me whole.
He consumes me whole.
Just a form for a body.
Just a form for a body.
And the Father absorbed him.
And the Father absorbed him.
And they become one.
And they become one.
The everlasting Father.
The everlasting Father.
Now one with the Son.
Now one with the Son.
Ooh.
absorbed in sigh.
Absorbed in sigh.
My Father God.
My Father God.
In His body of.
In His body of.
Consuming fire.
Consuming fire.
Delivered by Jesus.
Delivered by Jesus.
Into my Father.
Into my Father.
Where Jesus the Word.
Where Jesus the Word.
Had His beginning.
Had His beginning.
Ooh. In the beginning,
in the beginning,
was the Word,
was the Word,
and the Word,
and the Word,
was with God,
was with God,
and the Word,
and the Word,
was our Father God,
was our Father.
The same are we,
same are we,
by Jesus unto our Father,
by Jesus unto our Father.
Ooh.
I shall walk in them.
I shall walk in them.
I shall live in them.
I shall live in them.
They shall be my people.
They shall be my people.
I shall be their God.
I shall be their God.
Behold, I've swallowed.
Behold, I've swallowed.
My people with my tent.
My tent.
Absorb them inside for my work of my fire. Getting ready to put them out in new creation.
New wine
cannot be put in no bottle. With new wine, so
new wine
must have new bottle. So I swallow your bottle.
My new creation
is completely new. Old Adam disappeared in a consuming fire. And a second Adam,
my son Jesus Christ.
comes forth in each noon. Remember my creation. Maybe you don't understand. Then you don't know me. John said, folks, you don't understand. That Jesus was the Word.
Jesus was the Word.
And was in the beginning.
And was in the beginning.
Said they don't even know.
Don't even know.
You and me.
You and me.
They are of the world.
The old world.
The old
world.
Because they have not made them. The new beginning by being absorbed with
Jesus the Word
into the body of the Father,
a
consuming fire. Getting ready to happen, do you? Don't you understand? You understand how John the Apostle cared to people? Laid it out from to go right back into the Father through Jesus Christ to have their beginning. You read all of that. Read on over in the book of Revelation. Because a new creation has nothing to do with the old creation. Completely purged. Now, I want to tell you something. I want you to understand it. Many of you, even though you're going to stay in the body of the flesh, the mortal flesh, until you put on immortality, until the change is made and you go from the visible world to the invisible world, whatever you had, the new earth to the new heaven. But right now, many of you begin to notice, even your skin is changing. All on your skin, haven't you?